Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Tes Vav and Masechtas Nida. Some of the topics we learned about today include Metame is Boila. If a woman did not examine herself immediately after having relations, but rather sometime later and she found blood, whether she causes her husband to have the severe 7-day tumma of one who had relations with a Nida. Roya Kesem Metame is Boila. If a woman found a blood stain on her body or garment, she's considered a Nida Midrabbanan, and one who subsequently had relations with her is tummy for 7 days. The Gemara cites a machlekes whether this tumma is l'mafreya, she's a possible nida retroactively, or mekan laba, she's only considered a possible nida from now on. Kol anashim mecheskes tahara l'balein. All women are permitted to their husbands even without an examination. Haba min aderech, nashein lehen mecheskes tahara. Husbands returning home from traveling can assume that their wives are permitted. And the Gemara discusses higiyah shas vesta. If a woman has a fixed cycle and her husband returned after the expected time of her vest, and ba'ala mechashvi may vesta. If her husband comes back 7 days after her expected vest, whether she's permitted to him because even if she had a re'iyah, she could have immersed and become tar. Mesasus de'iraisa oidrabanan. Whether the expectation for a period to come at the same time every month is minatayra or only midrabanan. Ein safik meitzi midevade. A possible solution cannot dispel a definite assumption. Chaver shemeis v'nich meguru malei peris. If a chaver, someone who is trusted regarding trumas and meisus, dies and leaves behind a storehouse full of produce, whether we assume that he separated meiser. Shatila Nefila Bar. There was an incident where a maidservant threw her stillborn child into a pit and a person peered inside, whether we assume that person to have become tummy or not.